did go to Guam when there was a small military thing. There was a communist uprising in Guatemala. I think it was 56. I'm not sure. But I did go, but nothing to do with assassins, for God's sake,
Well, I mean, did you?
or training.
Why did you go to Guatemala?
Well, I don't get into that story, but I will tell you enough. I was in the military then, and they sent a detachment of us down there because of this communist uprising. But they sent many, not just me, for God's sake. What am I going to do? Tell the commies to lay off, or I'll lay off, you bastards. But yes, it was military, and that's the end of the story. Several hundred of us went, and we were highly trained.
Let me ask you this, and I don't want you to misconstrue this because that's not why I'm calling you.
Larry,
Remember,
I
you know me.
trust you.
Okay. Do you think, I think she was one hell of a journalist, and she's
Oh,
never
yeah.
gotten due credit. I mean, they can write
Well,
books about
she
Llewellyn
was
Parsons.
bright as hell. And the thing that I always laughed at, she thought I was bright. And I said, Dorothy, honey, you got more brains in your finger than I do in my whole body, you know.
And guts to stand up to people. And when the FBI came out and cross-examined her at her house
Oh,
about where did you
she'd
get the
handle
warrant
that.
commission,
She'd handle that between grapefruit bites. Yeah.
but Melva Belli, who was Jack Ruby's lawyer, said,
Right.
well, they've killed Dorothy, they're going to kill Jack Ruby next.
Well, I don't. Oh,
So,
I don't put a lot of stock in that, but that I wasn't there in your
well, there,
conversation.
yeah, but you know what? Look at all the shit that's gone down with our government. My God. I mean,
Oh, we're
assassinations
living in a
plus,
different world.
well, but I'm thinking even in the Kennedy era where they were colluding with the CIA to try to get Castro. We
Right.
know that. I mean, that was literally
But
happening.
they were colluding with gangsters.
Yes, that's what I
Forget
mean.
the
Yes,
CIA.
that's what I mean. The CIA was using gangsters trying to get Castro.
With the Kennedys. That's my yes. Yeah.
So anything is possible. My theory on Dorothy has always been that somebody just wanted to silence her. I really do believe that. That is in my heart of hearts. I think that she was murdered.
It could only be because of what she was about to release on the Warren Commission report.
Absolutely.
Nothing else. There's nothing else. And I remember I was daily with her by phone, and we went to Europe 3 times together. Yeah.
By the way, what was the dynamic with Dick Colmar? He ended up killing himself. The
Well,
reason
he
I
was a
ask,
homosexual.
well, all right, Sarah was browsing the web. She found that Carrie Colmar, Dorothy's son,
Right.
and I can't remember. I know she had Jill. Was there a third child or was there or not? I forget now. I can't
I am
remember.
only aware of two,
Okay. Well,
Jill and
anyway,
Carrie. I never met either one. They were very young at the time.
well, Carrie has a blog. Apparently he has had quite a rough life. But Sarah found a blog that apparently has been online now for several years. We didn't even know about it. Where Carrie wrote, oh, just different things about his life and his mother and all that. And the night that Jane Mansfield came to a party at his house. And okay, well, then he has a separate story about the day his mother died. And how he was called to the principal's office. And he was told, just in a very brusque, hard-hearted fashion, cold-hearted fashion, that your mother's dead. Can you imagine just t telling a young boy that? And
Well,
so.
a young boy's version of hard-hearted would not be yours and mine. Remember, he would look back on anything they said as hard-hearted, since they had to say your mother is dead. How
Well,
many times,
the
how many
story
ways
was
did
that when he got there, his father was basically catatonic into the booths, sitting there. Other people, members of the household staff, were around, and his father gave no moral or emotional support to the fact that this boy had lost his mother,
Yeah.
and was just as cold as ice. And he lost total respect for his father that day, who was just drunk as a skunk throughout the whole period, I guess, and had,
Well, that would cause me to lose respect for my father,
yeah,
you know.
and offered him nothing, really offered him nothing. And Carrie writes on his blog that he left home, was kicked out of his home at the age of 16. Now, I don't know how old he was when Dorothy died. I can't remember. I do know.
Well, she died in 65, but
Yeah.
we could find out when he was
Yeah.
born and not
Yeah.
know, but.
But it's a sad story. You just feel sorry for this poor kid that
Of
his
course.
father was such a cold, just drunk and always
Well, I know that to be true.
yeah. But why was Dorothy even hanging on to this loser?
I don't know, but she had her affairs,
Yeah.
And
Well, Johnny Ray, did you ever meet Johnny Ray?
no, I didn't. I reviewed him one time in a supper club, but I never met him. And also, Steve Rossi.
Okay, yeah, Rossi and Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now was she was involved with him too?
Yes.
Now, which
And there
one
was
was the
another
other
one.
one? Wasn't one of them bisexual or gay?
Yeah, that was Johnny Ray.
Okay, all right. But I thought Rossi was too. Maybe I'm mistaken about that.
But
Well,
anyway.
the Carey thing was very touching because he wrote about the day his mom died and how his world changed. And his father
Oh,
gave him
God, yes.
no support, no emotional support when you
Well, I
lose a
believe
parent,
that. I believe that. I'm not sure I believe the hearted way, the principle, let's say, acted. But it's not important, is it?
Well,
At
that's the
this
way he
point.
remembers it, and that's,
Yeah, no, I mean, but it isn't important to discuss. But yes, I believe that about
But I
Dick.
wonder why Dorothy intrigues me that couples like Dorothy and Dick would stay together, and then he
I
ends
think it
up.
was a financial thing. They did that. Dick and Dorothy, or whatever it
Yeah,
was, from their
yeah,
home. You
yeah,
remember breakfast
yeah.
or something, or luncheon? I don't know. But anyway, they did that for years, and I suspect it was just a financial thing. They had a gorgeous home, buddy. I dropped her off there many. I've never been in it, but I know it was all the way to the roof, the
Well,
floor.
five stories, as I understand it. And
Yeah.
one of the things I got, I wish I could find it. I can't, I have so damn much research, but I had a DVD of Edward R. Murrow. You remember the person-to-person show?
Yes, when they were in their apartment?
Yes, and they did the
Yeah.
little tour and all that. And
Yeah, I've seen that, yes.
I wish I could
Yeah.
find it again, but I can't seem to locate it anywhere around here. But.
Well, don't pack your brain too full. It'll be hard to travel,
But she did, obviously, she was a woman of some culture and some refinement, and
But
I
she,
just.
don't forget, she'd been down in the ditch playing dirty, too. I don't, by that I mean, her journalism career was not all sterling. She stepped on a lot of toes through the years,
Well, I know
but
Frank
because she was
Sinatra hated her.
blunt. Oh no!
You know,
Well, Sinatra.
he made her part of his act. Oh my God,
I
he.
know, in Vegas, that's where that all started. Shameless Wonder.
But wasn't she in the final weeks of her life? She was scared of you. You've told me before that she was nervous about things that were going on. There were
She
some
was
like,
nervous about the Warren Commission report. That's all. I mean, there was nothing else going on.
But I mean that her phone was tapped, and wasn't there some worry
She
about
thought
it?
it might be. She thought it might be. And I said, well, there are ways to find out, or they get an expert in there, and they'll untap that in a hurry.
But I mean,
They'll
it
test.
wouldn't surprise me, knowing LBJ as he was anyway, megalomaniac anyway, I still think he had something to do with Kennedy's death. I think there's so much corruption in LBJ's past that's not even funny.
Well, he's
And
full of corruption.
oh my God, and the people
Yeah.
that met an untimely end in Texas on his what climb up the political ladder. I mean, he had
Yep.
thugs that were Billy Saul Estes and other
Right.
enforcers that were out literally murdering people on
You
his
know,
way.
you're the only one I know that right at the present with whom I can talk about names like Billy Saul Estes and Jim Garrison.